Welcome, everybody. Share number 1482. We're learning today. Leilin Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Baron Zisa. Leilin Nishmas Bli Mabas from Moshe Lerafur Shalema Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about some of the halachas in reference to running on Shabbos. Like we mentioned, that one is not allowed to stomp run, you know, let's say for exercise or for some, yeah, they're stomp running to go do something. We spoke about last year real quickly. We said if it's in reference to a mitzvah, you're allowed to run. If somebody wants to get out of the rain, the snow, something like that, you're allowed to run. You don't have to walk and sit and get wet. We spoke about also if it's not dangerous, but a dog is barking or somebody feels uncomfortable alone, brings down the Sefer Lamites Malachas. Also interesting case that we said where he talks about the barking dog, but he also says one may run home at night if they're uncomfortable walking alone. Let's say they're walking in the street. It's late at night and nobody's around. Sometimes a person, it's scary, right? It's scary. It's 11 o'clock at night. The streets are empty. You know, you don't see anything going on, but you don't want to hang around to find out, as they say in English, right? So a person, they'll run home. So in that case, also, that would be sort of like the same thing, like a barking dog type of a thing. That's how he brings it down to the Sefer Lamites Malachas on page 97. One may run home at night if they're uncomfortable walking alone. Now, I just wanted to mention another thing interesting that the Sefer Klolim brings down in on page Samach Dalet, actually. On page Samach Dalet, he says like this. Let's say, so we said last time, as far as a Tainug, right, little children, they run around. That's what they do there. Little children enjoy playing, right? So they run around. Now, let's say an adult is playing with a little child. You know, he's not the adult, let's say, he's not running around, but sometimes he'll take a few big steps, so he might run a little, you know, a few steps or whatever the case is. The child runs, he might run a few steps, you know, after the child or whatever. So in a playing type of a thing, playing type of a setting. So, and the adult doesn't have a mind exercise, the adult doesn't have a mind, like he brings down right, it's not that you don't have in mind all these different type of things. He brings down the Sefer Klolim, but he brings down when the person's running. In other words, your running that you're doing on Shabbos should not look like you do during the week. So he says, and during the week, when a person runs, the derech is they're running to work, they're running to the store, they're running here, they're running here. So good, very nice. But if you're doing a type of a running, he says, not excluding all the different things that we spoke of, but if it's nikkur, in other words, if it's recognizable that a person's running for a sort of like a tainig with the child, he's running, playing with the kid, you know, something like he's playing with a small child, not that he's doing exercise. We said, good, I like to do exercise, I do it to get sweat. No, that's not what I'm doing. I might get sweated anyways, I might get schwitzed anyways, but I'm just doing it, I'm playing with the child. So he says that would be okay. It's very clear when a person's, you know, if they're running around with a little child, or a child runs here, you run after him there, whatever, you're playing with him, you know, whatever the case is, hide and go seek, let's say. I'm just giving an example, right? So all that will be fine. But an adult does not say, well, I'm not allowed to take a big step because the child is allowed to, for him is playing. For me, it's not. No, you're playing with the child. So he says, because of the fact that it's not recognizable, it doesn't look like you're doing the weekday type of a running. So that's an interesting point that he brings down. Shuv eina dama ritza zu l'ritza b'chol. This running that you're doing with the child is not similar to the regular running that's done during the week. V'kevim she'eina mechaven li'gia Gufa, that person doesn't have a mind, right, to do like to get schwitzed up or whatever exercises, different type of things, like shachlis from bishum of the dechol and all these different type of things, or from the pasuk like we read last time and so on, and even according to the machmirim, who are even more machmir in certain instances, but even over there he says, since again the fact it doesn't look anything similar to regular running during the week, and of course obviously it's pretty clear the person's not running around to do exercise and these different type of things. So that's an important thing to keep in mind in reference to playing with children. I know in the past, I just want to mention, as we're on the subject, people have asked in the past, we spoke about Legos, right? For example, Legos and these different type of building type toys. So we said older children preferably not play with all these things. But when you're building something, you know, like Lego, but little children, so then little children, you know, it's hard to give an age exactly. It's hard, you know, even the age of chinuch, but whatever the case might be. But little children, that's whatever, they put it together, especially very small children, like 3 or 4 for sure. They put it together, it falls apart, whatever. They don't build anything to a 2, 3, 4 year old kid. It's not going to build anything that's going going to stay for more than 5 seconds, sort of, right? So a lot of times adults ask in those situations, well, could I play with the child also, right? An adult shouldn't be playing with Lego, right? A professional person builds a Lego. They have these beautiful things that they build that you're not allowed to do, right? But the child, the three-year-old kid, is playing with the Lego. So you're playing with him. He puts it together, takes it apart, puts it in. So am I allowed to play with that child, these different type of games, whereby for the child it would be okay, right? For the child it would be okay, because for him it's nothing. It's not, there's nothing, there's no kvius over there. There's no, it's not going to be, it's not going to stay. He's not building anything with any type of established type of a time or whatever. But for me, I'm not supposed to be doing it. So could I just play with the child whereby him it's just going to fall apart? So the answer is yeah, he's just playing with the child, right? You put it together, take it apart, put it together, take it apart. Sort of like if you want to say the adult's playing on the child's level. So all that would be good. The same thing over here, you're running around with the child, you know, on his level. There's no, you're not, it's pretty clear cut that everybody sees, even with the Lego and these type of things, you're playing on his level, and over here too, you're running on his level. So all these things would not be a problem in conjunction with a child. It's an important thing to keep in mind. A lot of times, especially on Shabbos or whatever, people, parents have more time with children, whatever, they have to know, they have to spend time with the children and play with the children. It's extremely, extremely important thing. Building a kesher as they're growing up. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch Hu. Kol Tuv.